This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 17, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Which brings us to item number 8 on our agenda, which is proposed final audit report on the Utah Republican Party. We have a whole host from the audit division and from Office of General Counsel, Ms. Smith, Ms. Morcom, to give a presentation. Mr. Holloway, Foreman, Intermeister, I will turn it over to whomever was going to reach for the microphone first. So,
good morning, Commissioners. Before you is the proposed final audit report on the Utah Republican Party. It consists of 6 findings as follows: receipt of prohibited contributions, receipt of contributions that exceed limits, misstatement of financial activity, record keeping for employees, reporting of debts and obligations, and apparent excessive contributions staff advance. We are available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that presentation. Do we have any questions or discussion? I believe anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the only issue that is a sticking point in this is finding number 4 regarding record keeping, and that I think that there's unanimity as to findings 1 through 3 and 5 and 6, and that if we had a motion as to those, we would I think have unanimity. And then if there's a follow-up motion on the finding as is on finding 4, and then if there's not a consensus as to that, then I think there would be a third motion, which I think is consistent with some of the ways we've handled this record-keeping issue in the past. Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't realize what there was no information provided on what the objection was about. There were 5 votes for this and 1 objection, and we found out last night what the issue was. You know, I looked at it, and I sort of thought that might be the issue, but we didn't confirm it until late in the day yesterday. And I think we find ourselves in a procedural posture that we have not found ourselves in before on an audit report, where we get an audit division recommendation memorandum from our staff, and it presents us with certain legal conclusions. It says we recommend that the commission approve the following conclusions, the following findings. And that passed unanimously. That was approved. So the commission has already approved these legal conclusions. And usually that's the point where the objection comes in. It's like, no, we don't approve those conclusions, so we're going to we need to have the final audit report prepared differently. This is the first time that the audit division recommendation on legal findings has been approved, and then at this last stage of the approving the final audit report, the commission has balked and said, no, we wanted basically a do-over on the conclusions that we approved in the ADRM. I don't think that's ever happened before. And I'm not, don't misunderstand me, I'm not saying that I'm necessarily going to object. But I would like a little bit more time to think about procedurally how to go about doing this, because this is, yeah. I mean, because we checked, and this has actually never happened before.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Goodman.
I'm not sure what posture was before us in Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum of the Kentucky State Democratic Central Executive Committee, but there I have a vote certification. We thought we were in line with the procedure taken there. So there, the certification, March 10, 2015, shows that the commission failed by a vote of 3-3 to approve the recommendation for the record-keeping for employees finding as set forth in agenda document number 1512-A, subject to an amendment to include the $257,000 paid to contract workers, and then two, decided by a vote of 6-0 to approve the recommendation for the record keeping as to a different dollar amount, and to direct the audit division to include in the, now how is that different
that
than
was
where
at
we
the
are?
ADRM stage that was okay. That was at a previous
so you're saying point. I missed the boat.
Well, I'm saying that well, yeah, but you know, and maybe it's fixable, but I just want a little bit more time to think about procedurally how to do that, because that is the juncture at the ADRM. That's where these, I mean, you're right, substantively we have addressed this issue before, but that's where we usually address it, is at that point in the process. And once the conclusions have been, the legal findings have been approved in the ADRM, I don't think we have ever had an occasion to go back and redo them. So I just want a little bit more time to think about that procedurally.
Okay. Well, we can pick this up then at the next meeting and figure out, and we can be in consultation with the Office General Counsel, with Mr. Calvert, to figure out what's the best way to address this. I think you may be right. I think this may be the first time that we've done it at this stage. So why don't we take the time that we have between now and the next meeting and figure out what's the best procedural mechanism to go forward to ensure that.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we need to reconsider the ADRM. I'm not sure. It
sure.
just never happened
before. I know that I've been accused of objecting at the interim stage too often, to the consternation of several commissioners.
No. But that this.
No,
is,
no. I'm just saying. I have been accused of objecting too soon in this audit process here. I may have come in too late. So I will preserve my objections at the earliest possible stage henceforth.
Well, just to be clear, because we have this, you know. I never liked this convoluted audit process with its multiple stages, but, you know, it took us a year to negotiate this. This was before you got here, Commissioner Goodman, but it took a year to negotiate Directive 70, and there's an interim audit report, and then subsequent to the, and that's the part where we usually kind of just let the process play out, because that it gives the person, the committee being audited, an opportunity still to respond and for us to consider their responses. And then there's an audit division recommendation, which presents us with proposed legal conclusions and a draft report. I continually get confused as to whether that's technically called the draft report or the proposed report. And then after we approve those legal findings, the staff prepares what is it, the draft or the proposed at that point?
Because
PFAR.
Because the interim report, then the draft final audit report,
okay.
then the ADRM, then the
proposed
final audit report,
and
then the final.
And then
audit.
The final, right. It's a like
network.
I said, not it's the process a little bit too convoluted for my taste, but it's that ADRM where commissioners usually weigh in with whatever they want to, you know, if they want to object to any of the final legal conclusions. So, like I said, I just think that procedurally, we are not in a substantively new place. We're just in a procedurally new place.
If it proves necessary, and if that ADRM was approved by a 6-0 vote, then having voted on the prevailing side, I would move that we reconsider the vote by which we approve the ADRM so that I may interject this objection. But I'll do that at the appropriate time.
Okay. Well, we'll pick this up at the next time. And in the meantime, we can discuss the most, you know, prudent way to proceed and to ensure that we can wrap this up in a way that's satisfactory to the procedural concerns that we have here as well as the substantive concerns. So before we wrap up, since this last item actually involved an entity from the state of Utah, I just want to take a point of personal privilege and just mention that 31 years ago, this month actually, I was a sophomore at Springville High School in Springville, Utah. And we won our very first state football championship of all time. And it may surprise some of you to know I was not actually on that team. I otherwise look like I might have the build of a middle linebacker, but no, basketball was more my sport. And I just want to mention that tomorrow, The Mighty Red Devils of Springville, Utah, will be taking on East High School in the 4A State Championship in Utah. It will be played at Rice-Eccles Stadium, the home of the University of Utah, and it will be they'll be going for number two. So I just want to send my best wishes to the Rippin' Red Rage from Springville, Utah, and wish them all the best as they go for the state championship
Mr.
tomorrow.
Mr. Chair, where
yes,
is
Commissioner
Springville,
Rebel.
Utah?
Springville is just... near Provo, so about 15 minutes away from BYU.
Ah, okay.
So, Commissioner Weintraub.
Well, I just want to say then that when I was at Bayside High School in Queens, I'm not going to say how many years ago, we were the city champs in football, and I also was not on the football.
Fantastic. Yeah,
oh,
it was.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Personal privilege.
Commissioner Goodman.
In 1982, this month, I was on the football team that lost in the state championship in the AAA division of the state of Virginia to the Hampton Crab. I was at GW Danville, and we lost to the Hampton Crabbers 15-9. And I believe there were four or five NFL football players on that high school football team.
Okay. Well, there was one. My high school was led by future NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell. So he led us to our that moment of glory. So I guess I both unearthed pleasant and bitter memories. But I, like I said, I wish them all the best best tomorrow. Hope they can bring home the state championship. Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters
What
consider?
Football team were you on?
I think it'd be hockey.
Mr. Chairman, Palmer. I won't say the year, but my high school won the city championship in hockey, and I was on the team.
All right.
And I'm happy to report I amazingly have all my teeth as well. Mr. Chairman, there are no additional matters.
All right. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.
Well, we'll keep ahead.